Tech family. Hopefully you're doing well. We're here today going over Psalms, and we have this opportunity to talk about just some Psalms that mean big things to us. And so today we're going to look at Psalm 8, and we're going to look in verses 3 and 4. And it says, "When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them." Last week, we had the opportunity to go camping, just me and my son, Luke. And so we're out in the middle, just kind of a real rural area in the middle of a farm, and we go for a night walk. It's one of his favorite things to do, which is kind of odd because he's not really a big fan of the dark. He actually told me that on our hike. But he likes to go out and just kind of adventure around, see what animals are out, hear the night sounds, and look at the stars and look at the moon. One of my favorite things to look at is the stars. And if you've ever had the opportunity to be in a really dark place and see all the stars, it's really overwhelming to think about everything that's out there. Everything that isn't just me in my little bubble. And if you're thinking about it, you might think, hey, like, I'm really insignificant. I'm not really important. But here in Psalms, we see we're not the only people to think this. People have been thinking this for millennia, right? He says, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them." I know when I look up at the night sky that the same creator who created all of those other places, all those stars and gases and everything that's out there, that's the same God who created me. The same God who formed me in my mother's womb. The same God who hears my prayers. The same God who is there for me, no matter what struggles I'm going through or no matter what joy I'm experiencing. That same God who created those stars is there for me. And that same God who created those stars is there for you as well. He's the same God who's there with you through your struggles. And he's there for you when you have your joys. And he's the same God who hears your prayers. So hopefully you can find some time to go outside and look up at the stars at night and think about the same God that created all of that is the same God that created you. It's the same God that loves you. And it's the same God that sent his son to die so that you could be with him. And that's very powerful. So think about that and realize how much God loves you.